So you should send a telegram to Dayadhar Prabhu.
I will do it, Maharaj. Ajikul.
Aranuma is coming by plane.
Yes, in 1 week's time.
And what about his that motor car?
Ekonhoina.
By which he used to come. Life to come.
A plan, Havena, Ekon Havena.
Havena.
No.
Preaching to it.
Maybe after. He doesn't have enough money.
You over the sky and he over the ground. Preaching.
Preaching means everybody has to get your service. This is our only idea of preaching. How to give them your service.
Mahaprabhu has issued a general order. Jadudakotare kaha Krishna police. In that case, I am your guru. This broad, most wide advice. The underlying feeling, I do relief work. All in danger, acute danger. So don't consider this or that. Go on really far. Connect with Krishna all life. The jaw of death is devouring. Save them. Only in the human species they are. After death, you may be lost in some other species. So, until the heads are on the surface, try to hold them. Otherwise, they may dive deep into the inner current. You can't see them. Our human species, they may go down to another species, waiting, different layers. They are on the protein, their heads are sent over the water, catch them, and they send them. Otherwise, the next moment they may go down. Under the water, won't be dressed. Wherever you found, make them connect with Krishna. Try to give connection with Krishna. So urgent. Whether an art is, then take the name of Krishna. Always. No plea of, I am taking food, I am going to sleep. Ishwarani ki vati bhojani ki vajagar. All nishichinta. Continuous attitude he wanted. As in taking food, or going to bed, or going everywhere, he said, keep connection with Krishna. Try to keep connection with Krishna. Ishwarani ki bhojani ki vajagar. Ahar nishi chinta Krishna bhalaha bhalaha. So much urgent. Our connection with Krishna. What valuable life is that? And where we are in the jaws of mortality. Save them, release war. In this general activity, no specific order is necessary. From any agent, a general common sense in the devotional scope. Try to keep yourself floating above the surface. by this process, you will be helped yourself to keep yourself floating above the level. Just as when throwing hand and feet, one can keep floating on the water, something like that. Kirtan will help you in that way. Try to practice about Krishna consciousness anytime, every time, to anyone, everyone. So there is an article in this Vyasa Puja section, Nimai making out, where the address of our Guru Maharaj to the disciples, O Amar Vipurudharan Bandhugan, he is addressing his disciples, you are savior of me. You are all savior in my danger, in danger in my life. He is addressing his disciples in such a way. You are all my saviors. You have given me support. You have come to hear me, and so I have got the chance of Kirtan, Krishna Kirtan. So you have come to save me. You are like supplying food to me. Otherwise I would have died without engagement in this eternal atmosphere. We are helpless without Krishna cultivation. And oh, you have all come to give me engagement of Krishna Kirtan. You have come to save me from my danger position. Vipadudharam Bandhugan, addressing towards the disciples. That's so deep. You are all my friends. You have come to release me from my danger. Save me from my danger. He's looking at his disciples in such a great way. And this is reality. So Krishna Kirtan is the only life-giving, life-saving thing in this world. Consciousness, Krishna consciousness. And it goes down deeper into unknown quarter.
Mala Lijin. He's giving on behalf of everyone.
Yes, Maharaj.
He's giving on behalf of everyone here.
What is the time?
28, Neki?
22:08. 8 o'clock. Taking the name of Krishna throughout the world. Krishna Kirtan was so favorite to our Guru Maharaj. Especially to carry Krishna consciousness to the West. His incarnation in this time was mainly meant for that, to take it to the Western civilization, to the white elephants.
Maharaj, ekta shlok liklam, ekta shlok, sesta kolam, bande bhakti vedanta shri, gora bhakti pracharakam, deshe deshe pratishtatam, nityanandam jagat gurum. Have
I have to scrutinize it.
Yeah.
Kuwati Sanyasin Siya, Puri Maharaj and Paramadvaiti
Maharaj. Yes.
Only? Vajinan Prabhu.
Kota gelin Vajinan
Prabhu? Vajinan Prabhu.
Niche gelo Maharaj.
Uni
niche gelo.
আর কে আছে এখানে?
আমি আছি।
গৌর কৃষ্ণ আছে? দুটো মালা আছে খাটের উপরে।
জগবন্ধু প্রভু আছে? জগবন্ধু প্রভু, জগবন্ধু।
আচ্ছা, আইসক্রিম চলতে কি?
ও তো প্রভুপাতি মারে।
রূপাদের ওখান থেকে আর আমার খাটের উপরে আছে যেখানে তৈরিও থাকে, ওইখান দুটো মোটা গাঁদা ফুলের মালা আছে। ভক্তবৃন্দ কি ভক্তি সিদ্ধান্ত সরস্বতী গোস্বামী প্রভুপাদ ভক্ত বেদান্ত স্বামী মহারাজ কি যায়, ভক্তবৃন্দ কি যায়, অক্ষার আমাদের সাগর মহারাজ কি যায়, পুরীর মহারাজ কি যায়, পরমাদৈত মহারাজ ভক্তবৃন্দ কি যায়, হরিনাম সংকীর্তন নবদ্বীপ ধাম কি যায়, চৈতন্য সারস্বত গৌর হরি বোধ, গৌর হরি বোধ তোদের প্রসাদ
They, due to the communist government, they must work there. Everybody has to have a job.
What is that question and what you cannot solve?
Yes.
What is that?
Yes. So they all have to have a job and they all working, and besides their regular work, they also do puja and so on.
I can't follow.
He's Bolchan.
Huh?
He's still saying, not finished.
Not finished.
Yeah.
And then sometimes they say it is becoming like mechanical.
Mm-hmm.
You see, they sometimes it is becoming like mechanical, the puja and sadhana. So their question is how to keep everything in such a way that...
Maharaj, due to the communist government, they have to work. Everyone has to work. And also, they have to do puja and all these things, worship the deities. So it's becoming something mechanical, having to do all that. So his question is how to harmonize it all, how to make it...
What is mechanical?
Sometimes the sadhana and so on.
The sadhana.
Lectures becoming like mechanical.
How can it be mechanical? Mechanical would be which is ordered by the government. Physically we have to show that. But our tendency, inner tendency will be towards the worship. Then how can that be mechanical? That is real. And the mechanical will be the outer show, which is forced by the government to do. That is mechanical. And Parabhasani Nari, when Sanatana Goswami wrote that Mahaprabhu was rising with Kirtan, began to preach. At that time Sanatana Rupa they are engaged in the service of the Mohammedan king and Gaur. They wrote, they are very high scholar, and reading the scriptures, and Sanatan could find that the Yugavatar of Kali, that is time is up for the incarnation of Kali Yuga to preach Nam Sankirtan is drawing near. So he was alert where that incarnation has come. Then when he heard that in Navadvip Nam Sankirtan, the preaching of the name, which is the special religion of Kali Yuga, that is already begun by Chaitanya Dev, as he has Gauranga. Then he could trace that here, there, the avatar, the incarnation of the Lord must have come there, and the Gauranga is that avatar. Then he wrote a letter to Gauranga, that Parabhasani
Nari, Vekrapi Grihakarmasu.
No, that was the answer. Wrote a letter, we are fallen souls, we are engaged in the management of the this atheistic, that is Muslim government, anti-Hindu. So what will be our future? We are engaged in such a position. Outwardly, we are influenced by the Islamic influence. Then Mahaprabhu wrote a letter in his reply. Parabhasani nari vyagrapi grihakarmasu tamivasvadharam tanta navasangarasayana. A lady who has got, a married lady who has got love, affection for another gentleman, he may be seen to be engaged always in the household activity, but his heart is always realizing or testing the company of that person whom she loves. Do you follow?
Yes.
Though outwardly she is seen to be very busy in the household work, but at heart he is always enjoying the company of his beloved person.
Yes.
So outwardly you may be captured, you may be seen busy in the association of the Muslim activity, but your heart is not there, searching for something, and it is getting the benefit of the association of that substance, inner substance. So the government cannot capture our heart. They can control our physical activity.
Yes.
But whenever we shall do something in the form of worship or in the Harinam Parvat, our heart will go there.
Yes.
So how that can be mechanical? Mechanical will be the outer side, and the sincere will be the inner side. The man is inside, it is not in the his forced activity. That is not the man proper. Do you follow?
Yes.
Yes.
The government says that they don't mind us worshipping inside our house, Krishna, but they say we are not ordinary
men go like that. This is in the government, outwardly showing signs that we are, and they are not interfering with politics. But internally, the heart cannot be captured by anyone, so that may go towards the Lord. And of course, when men like Christ or Muhammad or Sri Chaitanya Dev, when they come, they, for the good of the public, they have to do all these things outwardly, and there's some clash and they cross the clash. But for ordinary people, they are not going to give any challenge to the people for their private affairs. But when preaching from some center where there is that sort of inspiration that you fight with the external circumstance and establish the particular creed and save the people in this way, there will be some difficulty to fight with the government and to fight with the anti-party. Anti-party is necessary there. But for private, individual life, that is not necessary.
So,
where that Swami Maharaj wanted to preach into the communist country, Tamal Krishna, he was sent to
China.
As a shopkeeper, or hostel keeper or something.
A businessman.
And
yes.
Thereby he began something.
This,
but now I do not know what is the effect.
These devotees, they are not allowed to preach. They are allowed to worship in their home, but outside they are not allowed to preach. So what do you recommend for them to do to advance in spiritual life?
The devotees there, they are not allowed to preach outside of their houses. Only inside the house they are allowed to worship. So what do you recommend for their advancement?
Whatever possible, that is to make the best of a bad bargain. That should be the policy.
Yes.
Whatever possible, you will take that advantage inside the house. Then, if the Lord wishes, favorable circumstances will come and then they will push out. Now, you alone cannot fight with them in this respect. So, as much as possible, you do it inside. But the Lord, if Lord wishes preaching there outside, then he will give you favorable circumstance and then you can go. Otherwise, you save yourself. Yourself and do as much as possible within the circumstances. That will make the best of a bad bargain. That policy. And the special will of the Lord will come to devour the whole, then the circumstances will be separate. At present, you first save yourself and then, as much as possible, to make progress, do that. Be satisfied with that. Mere fighting is not necessary, but to keep up the very life, that is necessary. The fire, the spark is there. When it will get the favorable environment, then it would be transformed into conflagration. The spark must be maintained.
So how can they maintain the fire?
Huh?
How can they maintain?
In your own heart. And
yes.
Whomever you will find favorable, you can spread it to them. But in a limited way, not very boldly asserting or progressing, moving onward. If you within that limited boundary, as much as possible you do, without inviting the outward clear fight. Don't enter into politics.
That we try to avoid.
Huh?
That we try to avoid.
That is?
That he tries to avoid. He tries to avoid the politics.
As much as possible, you may try. But that means to be prepared to risk everything and to die. To be martyred.
Yes.
Die to live.
That actual fight, that's not necessary. As much as possible, as yukta vairagya.
Yes.
Yukta vairagya, that means not a clear external fight, but in consonance with the, in harmony with the external substance, circumstance to go on to maintain. And whenever you get any chance, you capture that in this way. Wait and see, and do your duty. Not very rough. Energy, higher quality of energy will be wasted in lower class of fight. The higher quality substance will be wasted. Though not really wasted, but at the present it will have a check. Nothing is wasted. Sarpava pasya sarmasya tayati mahatruni. Neha bhikrona sasti pattavayu navidyati. Sarpava pasya sarmasya tayati mahatruvaya. Still, the best policy is not to invite any fight. But to approach in a mild form, that is to make the best of a bad bargain. Otherwise, if you go straightly to attack, then you will be killed or in the prison. That is also a poor policy. That sort of in the prison also, one may be imprisoned, but the atmosphere may change by one's incarceration. Or if one is murdered like Christ, then also the influence may come out of that life-giving position. That is also fine, but that is extreme step. But we want the middle course. Wait and see, and take the good chance, and then to advance. Not wasting the energy in the first fight. The Polish Niti Roshmi Jigi Shatan. One who wants victory, he won't be very rash, but very diplomatic, sometimes coming back, sometimes making progress, sometimes taking firm stand. Niti. So, military force is not all, but the tactic, strategy, that is, has got its position. May attack from other side. That is also a policy. Where they are little mild, not very strict, strong law, you can put it there, and if the people accept fairly, then they will be strong and they will approach that from that direction. Not this direction to attack the enemy from this direction, but if it is suitable to attack him from some side or from the back side, we can prepare our army that side. So if you do not capture the Russia, you may work in West Germany, the West Germany will bring East Germany, then East Germany to Poland. Poland is already
next door.
Starting up, disturbed in this way, the Russia will be attacked a little after. This policy. Poland is in hesitating mode now. Some this side, some that side. So, the communist, that is organized way in some place, but there are so many to be helped. So particularly, that portion maybe draw our attention. That is not a compulsory thing. When I was in Madras, some people came, "Oh, you do not help the diseased person, the poor, but if they die, to whom you will preach? You do not attend any hospital and deathbed, the man may die. Whom we would preach? Then what would be your answer?" I answered that there was some famine and some food is given by the government and I am distributing that as so many persons all around begging food and one man is running away. And should I stop that giving and run after him? Or there are so many, I shall go on, continue distributing? Should I stop distribution? So no want of persons for distribution. They are strong. So for preaching there are so many souls here, there. They are needy. Yes. And living that, I shall see a particular position dogmatically and run after that only, what is there? Everywhere, such men are everywhere. What little, what I have got, no depth of any...
Chantilu Maha
is there. Okay?
Chantilu Maha.
Oh, Jagannath Prabhu.
What duty you have got to distribute things, devotion to the public, but no dust of any recipient. Everywhere on all your side there are demand. Everywhere there is demand. So you can go on distributing where it is necessary. Favorable, there you distribute, go on distribute. And leaving a particular group there demanding, you will select a particular place only and go there. That is, if the energy is overflowing, then you can go. Otherwise, there are so many places where you can distribute Krishna consciousness. If you are yourself there. And if you find some evil influence, some anti-party is coming to cause disturbance to your preaching of nectar, then you will do with them as much as possible opposition. That is to make the best of a bad bargain. Just as in the case of vairagyam, yukta vairagya, not too much renunciation, that will waste our energy, and too much indulgence, that is also waste energy, the middle path. we are advised to take the middle path, Yukta Vairagya, not the sleeping and the Jagrata Unaiva Charya, you know. Too much of anything is to be left, the middle path. That has been recommended. If one attempts without sleep, without food, that is also bad, and too much food, too much sleep, that is also bad. The middle path we have to, we advise to accept. That will be more progressive and that will be more fruitful, the middle path. So to make the best of a bad bargain, that should be the policy. Not only inviting fighting, nor avoiding fighting. The middle course always would be helpful for us. We are not wasting to lose our energy only for fighting. The positive thing is necessary for us to give. And there's a give a thing to the left side, why I should be determined to go to the right side to waste my energy. That side I can give, this side and this way. My business will be to give, to distribute the nectar. And if there is no determination that I shall distribute nectar on the right side only, not left side. If any opposition, left side, you can distribute that side in this way. For the distribution of nectar and saving people, that is our object of life, and not to a particular group. However, I get the facility, I shall go by that way. If this way is considered dangerous, then the other way I shall go up, in this way. No waste of energy and chance. Yukta Vairagya, middle course, to make the best of a bad bargain. That will be the policy. I'm not inviting fight, nor avoiding the middle course. As much as I have got power, so much I shall face the opposition. Only love of opposing the opposition party, that is not necessary. No prejudice for anything, unprejudiced, only engaged in the positive line of Sharma, but the positive interest, not love for any negative things. I love to fight with the enemies. To fight with the enemies, that is another thing. And to distribute nectar to the public at large, that is another thing. Who is expected to come at Calcutta? What? Yes, I am gone. Pujimaharaj gone for what?
Pujimaharaj went to
work with Krishnananda
to
continue his.
But I asked him first to know yourself and know the circumstance and then try to give to others. No false representation will be helpful. Be sure of your knowledge and then distribute it. Half knowledge is more dangerous, half truth is more dangerous than falsehood.
Krishna Mohan Prabhu, when he was coming on the aeroplane,
Mayapur and Chandrasekhar in Benaras, they are two persons, but he thought him as one. The Chandrasekhar of Navadvip, who was better than the uncle of Mahaprabhu, and the Chandrasekhar in Benaras. Chandrasekhar. There were separate persons, but he took them as one. He told Swami Maharaj, this mistake I detect from him. But we began this lecture to Bandhi Hong Sri Guru Sri Vipassan, a well beginning. Oh, Swami Maharaj is gone. 8 years, passed.
7 years, yes.
8 years passed. Only within 12 years he did such a miracle, inconceivable. But he has done more than a miracle. So I say that he is not inspired by some higher agency, he did it. That is also his credit, that he could invite the higher help. He had that hankering for preaching. That I noticed from the beginning, he had a great hankering for preaching, anytime, every time. The business period also, I have sinned.